See, you can think that survival means 2 meals a day, or you can think survival means Bentley. So it'll keep you busy a little longer. Still survival process. As long as the survival, there's an instinct of survival and there is a longing to expand within the human being. So for most human beings, these two things are mixed up. It is their instinct of survival which is finding expression as their longing to expand. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are, anybody. You want to be something more. If that something more happens, you want to be something more. Because there is something within a human being which wants to expand limitlessly.
Is that not a good thing? Is that not the reason why...
I didn't say it's not good. I'm just saying you have constipated that longing to expand. That's why you suffer. When I say constipated, right now you want to expand limitlessly. Can you expand this body limitlessly?
No.
So physical expansion is a limited expansion, and your longing is to expand limitlessly because there is something within you which doesn't like boundaries. Doesn't matter where I set the boundary. Once you feel the boundary, you want to break it. So there is something intrinsic within you which doesn't like boundaries. This is a consequence of the evolution that you've gone through. Once your cerebral cortex flowered, now you don't like boundaries. But you're trying to expand in an infinite way by counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can you ever count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and one day say infinity? You'll only get into endless counting. That's all that's happening. That's why I said your longing to expand is a limitless process. But right now you're constipated. You're going one little step at a time. Constipation means just this. It happens little by little. What is the means to become a boundless expansion? If you look at that, then we say consciousness. This is what raising human consciousness means. Because you realize physical expansion is not a realistic thing. We can make physical arrangements as we want, as we need for our convenience and comfort, but that is not the way to expand. Expansion needs to happen in a way that it's not physical in nature. So the only problem is you're identified with things that you're not. So the whole lot of confusion about everything. So if you're successful, you suffer. If you're failure, you suffer. If you're... See, look at the thing. Is there one thing that human beings are not suffering? Just tell me. Somebody is poor, they suffer their poverty. Somebody becomes rich, they suffer the taxes. No children, they suffer that. Give them children every day, pain, something or the other. So it looks like whole life is suffering. So somebody makes a philosophy, whole life is suffering. You must go to heaven. Whether there is a place better than this somewhere or not, you don't know. You're just claiming these things to somehow fix your psychological sloshing that's happening inside. You're making up things to somehow believe something so that your psychology won't just splash all over the place and go crazy. You're trying to hold yourself in place, telling yourself fairy tales, all right? So what I'm saying is, do you believe that if you want to navigate your life through this time that we have in a sensible manner, the most important thing is to see life as is, as it is. If I don't see in this room things as they are, I will walk into this table, I will bump into somebody, I will do crazy things every day. If I see very clearly, navigating myself through all these cables and tripods is not a big problem. Hello? But if I don't see, if there's no clarity of vision, if I'm not seeing things as they are, then what a mess it is, every little thing. That's all the problem is. Not that what you're doing is wrong. The way you're seeing it is wrong. What I do, what the situation is around me, and how I am are never connected. I'm the way I am. I'll do my best. This is all because, see, the problem is too much spiritual jargon is going all over the world because every idiot who's read 2 books can write a next book. You read 2 books, there was a time when people read 10 books and then wrote 1 book, that was called plagiarism. Now they read 2 books and they write the 3rd book. Just about everybody is writing. It's all right. It's freedom of expression. They can write what they want. But these are two things. There is expression and there is perception. Which should you invest in more? If you perceive well, your expression will be valuable.
There will be so many people that are going through stress at work, in their relationships, in their household, listening to this going, how do I live blissed out like he does? Like, what's step one in that staircase?
See, whatever you call it by whatever name you want. Stress, anxiety, tension, depression, bipolar, this one, that one, many things. I was talking to some of the top psychiatrists in UK, and they told me there are 72 varieties of psychological ailments. I thought there may be half a dozen. But they said there are 72 varieties of psychological ailments. I was really surprised. 72, that's like a golf game, you know. Then I asked, what are these? They told me quite a few things. One of the things they told was compulsive nose picking. Even if they're bleeding in the nose, they can't stop it. Leave the nose picking. It's compulsiveness. You're compulsive in your thought, compulsive in your emotion, compulsive in your actions. That's all the problem is. How do you fix compulsiveness? If this room is dark, how do you fix it? Let's do one thing. Both of us fight with this darkness and push it out of the window. There's no such thing. If you turn on the light, it's gone. So there is no substitute for consciousness. If you become conscious, compulsive behavior is gone. Suppose you are in thought, emotion, action and energy, you are not compulsive. That you can create whatever thought you want, whatever emotion you want. Would you keep yourself blissed out or miserable? What's your choice? For yourself, every human being, for themselves, they want the highest level of pleasantness. So the intent is already there. I don't have to inspire them, be blissed out. There's no such philosophy. Every human being wants the highest level of pleasantness for themselves. Those who think it's hopeless here, they are the ones who created heaven. They said there is a place which is always pleasant. But they don't have any proof. We are not already in heaven and making a mess out of that. This is planet Earth and it's a fantastic place and it's the most fantastic place we have seen in the known universe. See, whatever kind of mental ailment you talk about, essentially, when your intelligence turns against you, there's no power in the universe which can help you. But why is my intelligence turning against me? Somewhere we have not learned how to handle it, isn't it? Your education systems, your society, nowhere is there anything to teach a child how to handle their own intelligence, their own emotions, their own thoughts. There is no such thing. All fixing mechanic shop, you know, repair jobs everywhere. Leave the repair jobs. The simple thing is this. Right now, our way of doing life is very forceful. See, you are the only creature who can decide your way of being, no matter what is the surrounding. Every other creature is an instinctive reaction to what's happening around them because they are only fired by their survival instinct. They don't have any other aspiration. Once their stomach is full, their life is settled. For a human being, stomach empty, there's only one problem. Stomach full, 100 problems, because life doesn't settle with survival. You want to be something else all the time. The problem is you're a being. You're supposed to know how to be. How far away have human beings gone from the definition or that aspiration?